What's up, everybody? Ben Rassi here from Odd Shopper, bringing you my best bet of the day for this Friday across the sports leagues. It could be NBA, it could be NHL, maybe it's even baseball. It's not, but it could be on a given day. We started off this video series in style last night. We're able to cash that over, and now we're going to try to make it 2-0 on the week. First things first, if you didn't take advantage, the easiest bet last night was to sign up at BetMGM if you're a new user. Take advantage of the promo, the bet $10, win $200 if either NBA team hits a three-pointer in the game. That obviously is going to happen. So everyone that did that was able to get that $200 bankroll boost. If you didn't do it, you still have time to do it. It is on the screen. You have to click the link in the description of this video. No reason not to get that free money added to the bankroll. And then you can allocate it, hopefully, to the bet that we're going to talk about today. So let's dive into it. Not going to waste any more time here. I'm going back to the ice, back to the NHL playoffs where we did have success last night. Scan the board, and I'm actually going to stick with totals. So where I went, game six, Rangers, Penguins, back in Pittsburgh, going under 6.5 goals at minus 120. You see it on the screen right there at BetMGM. A little scary. Every single game in this series has gone over this total. But when we dig into the numbers, I think that that is a little variance and a little unfortunate goalie play, which we will talk about. But first things first, the Rangers and the Penguins, they have done a great job at staying out of the box. They are both the bottom two teams in the playoffs in penalties right now. So you're getting a lot of five-on-five situations. You're not going to see a lot of, you know, extra man, two men down, five-on-three, even though the Rangers did have to kill that off in the last game. Most of this has been five-on-five. If it continues to do that, I do like the chances for these defenses. Now, the other thing, the elephant in the room, and as I film this, I don't have the answer. Will Sidney Crosby play tonight? He's sporting the Q tag, upper body injury. We don't know. If he doesn't play, big boost to the under. If he does play, well, we've had to deal with that in the first five games, and I can live with that uncertainty. I'm willing to lock in the prop without knowing. Now, for the Rangers, we know that Shesterkin has to be better. He hasn't had a barrage of shots. You know, throw out the triple overtime game, and he has not been even remotely competent in Pittsburgh. But if you take the macro view, this is still one of, if not, in my opinion, the best goalie in the entire league. So this is a guy that if you want to buy low, I do think now is the time, and certainly facing elimination, the Rangers are not going to be able to survive giving up 3, 4, 5 goals in a one period span and him getting the hook. Once again, I don't see that happening. Again, keep it 5-on-5, lean on the defense. That is what they have been doing all year to great success. Now, the last point I want to make, when I look at this, and I know that some of it is reactionary based off what we've seen, when this series opened, the over-unders on these games were 5.5. They started going over. They moved it to 6. Now they have moved it to 6.5. We have not seen this. And yes, of course, the juice shifts with this. But to me, this is the pendulum swinging way too much based off what we have seen. There's been empty nets. There's just been crazy games that have unraveled. I'm going to take the under here at 6.5 at minus 120 and think that we get more of a defensive battle. We don't know about Crosby, and that both goalies, particularly Shesterkin, will be much better in this. As a Ranger fan, I hope they win the game. Not willing to put my money there, but I am willing to put it on the under 6.5. If you're enjoying these type of videos, you want more NHL picks, we've got you covered on this very channel. You want NBA picks, we've got you covered here on the Odd Shopper channel. All you want to do is like and subscribe. Join the team here. We have an absolutely fantastic group each and every day. But for me, for everyone at Odd Shopper, let's go under in the Rangers-Penguins game and make it 2-0 to end this week. Good luck. Enjoy the game. And I'll talk to you guys soon.